I'm here with Claire Grindy after winning back-to-back state cross-country championships in Class B. And Claire, take me through this race and how it felt to cross the line first.
Oh yeah, the first mile was really, really rough. We got out pretty fast, and I knew that it was going to be tough right at the start. But as soon as I settled into a pace, it was got pretty good. And finishing and crossing the line was the best feeling ever.
Yeah, and I mean there were some girls that tried to match that pace early and
yes.
were right there at the first mile. How important was it to put some distance between you guys in the second mile and getting into the hill?
Yes, I knew I couldn't start out too fast, even though I knew those girls were there right away. And I knew I just had to trust my pacing and that I had to start gapping it once we hit that mile mark.
How about your teammates in this one as well? You guys take home and a team championship by a tiebreaker as well, down to the sixth runner. So how did it feel being able to get that accomplishment as well?
Oh, it was so crazy. We were so excited. And I know that like that's something we really, really wanted. And it's just like a great feeling, especially when you know it's a tiebreaker, because then it's like it's that close and you just want to be that team to have the winning trophy in the end, and it was a great feeling.
Yeah. How about Caroline able to get that second place finish as well, runner up to you, and just the bond that you guys have built over this season?
Oh my gosh, I'm so, so happy for her. She works so hard, and I'm so glad that we got to be one and two together. She's such a good running buddy, and we work together and try to push ourselves to be our best, and I can't wait for the future years to do cross with her.
Awesome. Congrats on back-to-back state championships. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
That's Claire Grindy joining us here on 106.5 KRJB.